Raptor Baseball back here in the top of the eighth on your official home for Raptor Baseball with your voice of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, Andy Ockham, on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. You can also find us on the Civic Media app. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's ballgame. It's a close one late in a pitcher contest battle of the arms this evening. Noah Rodriguez back out for his fourth inning of work, looking to throw the exact same amount of frames that his college teammate Arnaud Mulemekic did to start tonight for the Raptors. Rodriguez, the 2-3-4 spots, due up for Waterloo, and a first pitch breaking ball on the outside corner is called a strike on the designated hitter of the Bucks, Zach Mazok. Mazok hitless today, grounded out to the shortstop Boston back in the first, reached on a fielder's choice in the third, struck out swinging to begin the sixth. The 0-1 misses, another off-speed delivery from Rodriguez, count evens 1-1. In on deck, Ben Hudson against the right-hander Rodriguez, the 1-1. That one misses up and out for ball two. The season getting into full swing. This is our fourth game of 72. You're going to catch her on WFHR. Raptors are going to be home all summer long, and if you're looking to visit from out of the area, looking for an extended stay to watch multiple Raptor games as the 2-1 found a way to even up the count 2-2. Make sure to check out our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring your family pets this summer when you come visit Wisconsin Rapids. Big city quality, small town values, thanks to our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-2 pitch from Rodriguez misses down in the dirt. The count has been drawn full on the leadoff man in this inning, Zach Mazok. First runs of the ball game, both being scored in each half of the sixth. The 3-2, foul tipped. We'll do this again. That one hit off Mazok. An RBI single from Brennan Hudson in the top of the sixth off Rodriguez got the scoring started tonight, and a two-run Oppo Taco shot from Jack Mathey with nobody out in the sixth gave the Raptors their first lead of the night. 3-2 the count. Rodriguez set, first base side of the rubber. The payoff pitch. Broken bat. That one speared out beyond the first base grandstands. That one goes back to the mound. Loved by Rodriguez. He'll flip to Pacerto in time. A 1-3 putout is the first out here in this eighth inning. Luke Finn has reached twice today out of the three-hole for Waterloo. Reached on an error with two outs in the first, but was picked off by the Raptor starter Arnaud Mulemekic. Also struck out swinging in the third. Reached on a seven-pitch walk in the sixth and scored the lone run tonight for the visitors. Pitch to Finn, misses down and out for a ball. Rodriguez now 3 1/3 innings into his Raptor debut. This will be his 48th pitch here. He's allowed two hits, the aforementioned run, only walked one, and has struck out three. The 1-0 to Finn. That one misses on a fastball for ball two. The Raptors, they'll get three teams in four games in this homestand. We saw the Dock Spiders on Tuesday night to begin it, Waterloo last night and this evening. As the 2-0 is called a strike, getting in and out of the glove of Stripling, going all the way to the backstop. The home plate umpire, Tom Purchase, acknowledges where the ball crossed the plate, and count moves 2-1. First of many battles with Wausau tomorrow night here at Witter Field. As part of a home-and-home, the Raptors will go to the home of the Woodchucks for their second road game of the season on June 1st, Saturday, a 6:05 first pitch that you can catch here on WFHR. The 2-1. Foul tip off Stripling and off the home plate umpire Purchase. Count evens 2-2. Here are the Bucks left fielder. Two and two the count. A run on three hits and two errors for Waterloo thus far. Two runs on five hits and two errors for your Raptors, looking for their third win of the season and moving to two games above 500. Waterloo still winless after dropping their first two ball games against the Wilmer Stingers. And last night's 7-6 defeat for your Raptors. Rodriguez, deep breath, the 2-2. That one ran inside, and it hit Finn on his hand. Taking off his batting glove on the left hand of Finn, flexing it out. A two-strike count turns into a hit-by-pitch for Rodriguez. and a one-out base runner for the Bucks here in the top of the eighth. It'll be the cleanup hitter, Brennan Hudson, out of the cleanup spot, who has reached twice today. Started out his evening by popping out to the second baseman, Miles Vandenhoovel, to lead off the second. Led off the fourth by walking on seven pitches and collected an RBI single in the sixth. Rodriguez still just a pitch away from getting the rafters back into the dugout. He can induce a ground ball. Playing even with the bag is Schaefer. First pitch. That one misses low and out for ball one. Edwards Jr., the right fielder on deck. Then it's the first baseman, Heisen. The Bucks look to rally and pick up some late runs in their quest for win number one of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Pickoff move prior to the 1-0, checking in on Finn at first. Finn has the tendency to take off, stole a base in his last trip around the base paths. As mentioned, was caught leaning by Mulemekic to end the first. Rodriguez gives him a peer and takes another step off the bag. The 1-0. That one misses low for ball two. Eight combined hits between these two teams tonight. One of the lower scoring games across the Northwoods League here on this Thursday night. The 2-0 from Rodriguez with four on the pitch clock. We'll have to wait as a pickoff move. Another one over to first. More scores around the league. They have more finals as well. Talked about the three games that went final earlier. Highlighted with a 29-run ball game. The Royal Oak Leprechauns getting their first win as an organization. 19-10 over the Lakeshore Chinooks. The 2-0 pitch from Rodriguez gets by the glove of Stripling and to the backstop, taking second in the process is Finn, the tying run for the Bucks just 180 feet away. 3-0 as well on Hudson here. A final in Kalamazoo after the Growlers took the first two in a series with the Rockford Rivets. The Rivets taking the back two. 7-6 the final for the visitors as the 3-0 misses low for ball four. Four pitch walk drawn by Hudson. After the leadoff 1-3 put out, back-to-back batters put on by Rodriguez. Double play ball back intact, though. Mike Spears, the pitching coach, in his first season with the Raptors out to the mound with Bryson Stripling. Haven't seen a move to the pen yet. Max Weitzel, the right-hander from Ohio Dominican, who has picked up both saves thus far in the season, throwing yet again after throwing 16 pitches last night. Haven't seen an official motion of the bullpen yet. You have to feel like this meeting, though, is a sign to Rodriguez that his leash is awfully short. Mike Spears has left the mound. Stripling stays out a couple seconds longer to chat it up with the right-hander making his Raptor debut in this ballgame. The Battle Jacks have come back at home to hand the Kenosha Kingfish their first loss of this season. 5-4 the final there. Battle Creek evens up at 2-2. Top nine, the Honkers of Rochester, three outs away from their first win of the season, leading the 2-1 Eau Claire Express at Carson Park, 8-5. Larry Edwards Jr., the right-handed hitting right fielder, will step in. The first pitch to him from Rodriguez. Misses outside for ball one. Badlands and Wilmer are tied at one in the bottom of the seventh. Thunder Bay looking to remain undefeated. They're going to need a comeback effort, though, right now in the top of the ninth. They trailed the 1-2 La Crosse Loggers at Copeland Park, 3-2. The 1-0, runners stay put. Edwards hits this one in the air to right field, giving chases Matthew near the foul line, laying out in foul territory. He's unable to come up with it. Count evens 1-1 here. At Capital Credit Union Park, the winless Green Bay Rockers lead the Madison Mallards 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Got our game going on right here. Bottom eight. Bismarck at home. Battling a fellow 1-2 team, the Duluth Huskies. 6-4 the score there. One won the count with one out, two on, 2-1 Raptors, top eight at Winter Field. Runner takes off. That 1-1 pitch is in there for a called strike. In and out of the glove of Stripling. Finn takes third without a throw. They're on the corners. Finn represents the tying run. Corbett Field, the home of the Minot Hot Tots. The Hot Tots are 0-1, looking for their first win of the campaign. They lead at 6-5, top 7, against the St. Cloud Rocks. 1-2 the count. Inning-ending double play ball on the ground could remain intact if Rodriguez induces a grounder here. The 1-2. Swing and a miss down in the dirt. Edwards goes chasing, a huge strikeout for Noah Rodriguez for the second out of this inning. For the right-hander, it's his fourth punch out of the pen, seventh by Rafter pitching this evening. One out away from getting back in the dugout for the home half of the eighth. He'll have to get through the first baseman, Marcus Heisen, first. Heisen today, his fourth trip to the plate, hitless, but has been aboard once. First pitch to him. That's on the outside corner for a called strike. Heisen began his evening drawing a 7-pitch walk in inning number 2. Since then, a fly out to center with McClanahan in the fourth. Popped out to the shortstop, Boston, to end the sixth inning in his last time in the batter's box. Rodriguez fires the 0-1. Goes breaking ball outside, and it misses low to even up the count at 1-1. Out on first is Hudson following a 4-pitch walk that he drew. Finn was hit by a pitch with one out. He sits at third. Tying run 90 feet away. The 1-1 from Rodriguez. Swing and a miss from Heisen. A 2-strike count here in the Bucks' first baseman. Some more noise from the Witterfield crowd. 2-1 the score, top 8. A big spot here for Noah Rodriguez. Evan Parmer, the right-hander, throwing in the Raptors' pen, the right-hander from BMI. This is Rodriguez's spot right now, though. The 1-2, runner takes off on the outside corner. Got him looking. Rodriguez fired up as he pounces off the mound. Back-to-back punch-outs for the new Raptor to get out of the frame. Waterloo leaves 2 out on the base paths. 4 innings of 1-run ball for Noah Rodriguez out of the bullpen. Keeps the Raptors ahead 2-1. We head to the home half of the 8th. 5-6-7 due up. Baserto, Beauchesne, and McClanahan. On your official home for Raptors baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Some sweet Caroline as we head to the home half of the eighth inning here at historic Witterfield. Your voice of the Raptors, Andy Ockham, with you on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Or shout out to you if you're catching us on the Civic Media app. 2-1 the score. The Raptors ahead thanks to a 2-run jack to the opposite field from the cleanup hitter Jack Matthey back in the sixth inning. They're looking to add some more, though, after some fantastic pitching from Arnon Mulemekic and Noah Rodriguez, the Siena College products coming in and making an instant impact for this pitching staff. Nomar Basurto, the left-handed hitting first baseman, will begin this frame against Braden Cunningham. First pitch, swing and a miss from Basurto. Count begins 0-1 on the Raptor first baseman. Basurto tonight's 0-3, a ground out to the first baseman back in the first. Couple of looking strikeouts in innings number 4 and 6 since. The 0-1. That one is on the outside corner, and it's called a strike. On deck is Beauchesne, making his Raptor debut tonight. McClanahan to follow. First base side of the rubber for the recently brought in Cunningham. The 6'5 right-hander is a long pause. Here it comes. That one misses out for ball one. Isaiah Berkland, first man used out of the bullpen by Waterloo field manager Daryl Handelsman. His line is officially done with an inning and 2/3. 2 hits, a run, it was earned, while walking 2 and striking out 3 and throwing 26 pitches tonight. The 1-2 to Basurto. That one misses low and out to even up the count 2-2. Right-hander throwing down the line for the Raptors. 4 innings for Mulemekic, 4 for Rodriguez. We'll see who gets the ball for the final 3 outs. The 2-2 to Basurto. That one misses down in the dirt. Off the glove, the catcher Hudson. Basurto's worked the count full after starting behind 0-2. A run on 3 hits and 2 errors for the visiting Waterloo Bucks for your Raptors. 2 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Chance here for Basurto to start the bottom of the 8th strong and add some insurance for this Raptor offense looking to complete the sweep against the Bucks here. Here comes the 3-2. Low and outside for ball 4. 6-pitch walk drawn by Basurto. It's his first time aboard tonight to lead off the home half of the 8th. The right-handed hitting left fielder, Jake Beauchesne. Beauchesne reached in his last trip to the plate on 5 pitches via a walk in the 6th inning. Beauchesne coming in from Saddleback College. California love blaring on the Winterfield speakers for the San Clemente native. Third baseman Willie is in. First pitch to Clemente. Native, that is, of Beauchesne, not showing bunt, having to back out of the way of that inside fastball. McClanahan on deck. Tripling to follow. Set. The 1-0. That one misses high. 2-0 the count here on Beauchesne. Left fielder looking to collect his first hit as a Raptor. The 2-0. Fouled back by Beauchesne to make it a 2-1 count. For Waterloo in the ninth, it's the 7-8-9 spots, a left-handed hitter, and then 2 righties. Williams, then Willie and Mills. Only 1 combined hit, make it 2 between the bottom third of Waterloo this evening. A 2-1 to Beauchesne. A breaking ball that misses out the left-handed batter's box. Count draws 3-1. Mulemekic and Rodriguez have gotten the ball tonight. For the Raptors, 3 arms used on the Waterloo side. Phillips to Berkland, and now it's Cunningham who will throw the 3-1 to Beauchesne here. And on the ground, foul down the third base line. Count full on Beauchesne. McClanahan on deck, Stripling to follow. Bottom half of the Raptor order looking to provide some insurance for the bullpen. Late in this one. The 3-2 after a long pause. Runner takes off. That one's in there for a called third strike. Basurto stopped running in between first and second. And he's tagged out right in front of second. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Bases are empty. with two down here in the eighth for Tyler McClanahan. McClanahan reached on an error slash fielder's choice. Most recently in the sixth, was caught stealing, trying to take second after Grayson Schaefer was announced as a pinch hitter in that inning. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting center fielder is a breaking ball that misses out for ball one. The Raptors win it by this 2-1 score. All three wins this season will have come by just a one-run deficit. 1-0 foul back by McClanahan to even up the count at 1-1. Alex Brody has grabbed a bat in the on-deck circle. If he gets up to the plate, he'll hit in the spot of Bryson Stripling. A 1-1 to McClanahan. This is out as well for ball two. After Brody in the eight hole, it will be Grayson Schaefer. It's up to the bottom third for these Raptors if they want any more insurance on top of this 2-1 lead. The next pitch from Cunningham. Misses out. Ball three. Solaris mini bat giveaway tonight. I got a couple in my bag here. Always love being able to take home some fun souvenirs from the yard. No souvenirs tomorrow. But our promotion to come out to the yard, some post-game fireworks for the first time this summer. Who doesn't love a good fireworks show? 3-1 the count of McClanahan sitting fastball. Here it comes. Swings, pops this one in the air, left field. Finn giving chase over his back shoulder. But the left fielder of the Bucks has plenty of room to make the grab and retire the side. Cunningham faces the minimum here in the bottom of the eighth. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Huge for this Buck defense. Max Weitzel will look to come in and go 3-for-3 and save opportunities in the first four games this season. The Ohio Dominican right-hander will face the bottom third of the Waterloo order here in just a couple minutes. 2-1 the score. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on the official home of Raptors Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Another one-run lead. The top of the ninth here at historic Winterfield. Max Weitzel, the Ohio Dominican Panther, will enter to face the 7-8-9 spots in the Waterloo order. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR, bringing your Raptor baseball all season long. The first pitch to Jay Williams is fouled away. Count begins 0-1 on the Bucks center fielder. 2-1 the score, and a defensive swappage as well. Jack Matthey, the collegiate teammate of Max Weitzel, comes in from right field to catch. Alex Brody enters in the 8 spot for Bryson Stripling and will play right field for the Raptors. 0-1, Williams showing bunt, gets this one down the third base line, in and out of the bare hand of Grayson Schaefer. A bunt single for Williams. He's aboard with some good speed on the base paths and nobody out here in the 9. It'll bring up John Willie, the 8 hitting third baseman, but a pinch hitter instead. .43 for Waterloo will enter into the ball game here to hit. Not listed on the Waterloo roster, but he's up in the box with nobody out and a runner on first. First pitch to him. Now misses low and out for ball one. Top of the order, I should say the 9 spot with Cooper Mills on deck. Weitzel, the right-hander, set. First pitch to him is on the outside corner. It's a fastball that's called a strike. A couple steps off first is Williams. The Raptor closer set for the 0-1. Another crisp fastball in the outside corner. That's called a strike. Weitzel got the save facing the minimum. A huge double play turn on opening day at Fond du Lac. Got the save last night as well, punching out 2. Runner takes off the 1-2, misses downstairs. Blocked by Matthew Williams, will take second without a throw. The tying run of the ballgame, now 180 feet away for Waterloo. Willie today, a base hit to lead off the 3rd. Grounded out 3 unassisted over to Nomar Basurto to begin the 5th, and most recently reached on an error in and out of the glove of the Raptor right fielder at the time, Jack Matthey, in inning number 7. Weitzel looks into his college battery mate Matthey to get the signals. 2-2 the count, comes set with 10 on the pitch clock. 2-2. He struck him out. That's the first out here in the 9th. Out on second is Williams for the 9 hitter, Cooper Mills. Mills, a bunt single back in the 7th. Other than that, a pop out to the first baseman Basurto in foul territory in the 3rd. Lined out to Basurto in inning number 5. Corners are in, the first pitch to Mills. A fastball right down the chute, taken for strike 1. Off speed there from Weitzel at 82. Basurto well in front of the bag, as is the third baseman Schaefer. The middle's back, taking care of the runner on 2nd. Weitzel's 0-1. Showing bunt is Mills, but pulling back. That one misses low and out. Matthew having a slide on his knees to glove it. Count evens 1-1. Manoah Rodriguez, 63 pitches in 4 innings tonight in relief of his collegiate teammate, Arnaud Mulamekic. Both Sienna products were fantastic on the hill tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1, Mills showing bunt, pops this one up back to the mound. Weitzel snags it. Back to 2nd, diving in safely without a throw is Williams. That's the 2nd out of the inning. 2 down, back to the top of the order with Evan Morrison. Final line for those 63 pitches and 4 innings of 1-run ball for Noah Rodriguez. He allowed 2 hits, walked 2, and punched out 5. Morrison's 5th time into the box today, the left-handed hitting second baseman. Awaits Weitzel's first pitch. Runner bouncing off 2nd. Morrison grounds this one on the left side. Gloved by the third baseman, Schaefer. He's just going to tag the runner instead of throwing to first. Heads-up baseball by Grayson Schaefer. Max Weitzel fired up. He is 3-for-3 on saves this season. Raptors win another 1-run ball game. 2-1 the final score. Fantastic pitching from the Sienna products, Arnaud Mulamekic and Noah Rodriguez. It's the Ohio Dominican Panther, Max Weitzel, to slam the door shut once again. Raptors win. Raptors sweep here at home. They start a two-game winning streak and improve to 3-1 on the season. Waterloo drops to 0-4. We'll be back here on WFHR in just a couple minutes for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball. Raptors win it 2-1 here at historic Winterfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Raptors win, Raptors sweep. Here at historic Winterfield, 2-1 the final score. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR. A fantastic victory for the club tonight, taking three of their first four to begin the 2024 summer. Waterloo dropping to 0-4 after the conclusion of this series. Pitching was the story tonight on the Wisconsin Rapids side. The Siena College products going to work. Arnaud Mulemekic and Noah Rodriguez combining for 8 innings of 1-run ball. Mulemekic allowing just 1 hit, walking 4, and striking out 3 across 70 pitches. Rodriguez's 4 innings of work saw him surrender 2 hits in 1 run while walking 2 and punching out 5. Jack Matthews, 2-run homer the opposite way with nobody out in the bottom half of the 6th inning is all Wisconsin Rapids needed tonight, scoring Max McGuire. McGuire's presence at the top of this order has definitely trickled down. An extra base hit for the designated hitter tonight to lead off the 4th and walked twice and even drew an intentional walk in his final plate appearance. Board reads as follows. Wisconsin Rapids, 2 runs on 5 hits and 3 errors. A run on 3 hits and 2 errors for the visiting Bucks. It wasn't pretty tonight, but the Raptors got it done and get their 3rd win of the season. We'll see you back here tomorrow night at Winterfield for the finale of this 4-game homestand in the first week of the 2024 Northwoods League season. It's the Wausau Woodchucks coming to town at 6:35 first pitch. Firework night here at historic Winterfield as a part of a home-and-home before the Raptors hit the road on Saturday. 6:05 first pitch in Wausau. You can catch that call and every call of Raptors baseball this season on your official home of Raptors baseball, WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. 2-1 the final tonight. Raptors win it. Thank you so much for tuning in to this presentation of Raptors baseball. For Andy Ockham from historic Winterfield, signing off for now. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety.
Crude and Dom.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
Tune in Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
you know, icon of some kind, do lots of radio, but it really is doing what you do best in a way and contributing in a coalition way. That's what I like about the coalition is we don't have a hierarchy of leaders and assistants and everything down. It's people from Canada through the Great Lakes area pretty much doing whatever they can to reach out to their clergy, to the educators, to talk to their children, to get people involved. And we're up against a grassroots operation of people in the United States who are up against a foreign corporation who feels that they can buy us and think they have by spending all the money in the world. There's money all over the place that Enbridge is showering the world with now. And in some places, they call it regulatory capture, where there's so much money put into suit coats and ties and lobbyists and lawyers. You know, for example, when Bad River filed lawsuit against Enbridge, and Enbridge has been found to be trespassing on the reservation for 11 years now and owns Bad River a payment. Well, Enbridge filed lawsuit against Bad River. Enbridge filed lawsuit against the state of Michigan. Enbridge will harass you. They will have people follow you around. We found that there are very uncanny foreign corporation who will do what they need to do to intimidate people and to buy what they want from the community. And so Mike Wiggins told me one time, he says, we were all sitting at the table and working, talking about clean water, talking about food resources that are protected by treaty rights. And somebody from the foreign corporation in Canada walks in with a suitcase of money and change the entire dialogue. And so the people that want the money are there. They'll all show up at the front row at the hearing. They'll all have color-coordinated shirts on. They'll have big, fancy trucks, but bought and paid for by a foreign corporation. So do your Google search and talk to people and share and be yourself and be good to each other, because my cousins sometimes need a job, and some of them work for Enbridge because they need that, but they also need to be advocates for clean water wherever they might be.
Paul and Doug, you, as you probably know, Native Roots Radio was started because of Standing Rock, and at the same time, and what's old is new, and it's just I'm really glad that you guys are on, Doug, and talking about this, because we haven't talked about it in a while, and we get caught up in everyday things, but this is something that we can do something about as citizens.
Well, exactly. As Paul said, advocate. Do what you do best and advocate. And, you know, there's grassroots organizations that get large and have a common focus are extremely powerful. And, you know, it's time to influence some politicians. And that's what we intend to do.
That's huge. That's huge. Paul, you know, what can we expect coming up here? I know we got the 14th and we got the 4th. And we need people out there to get educated and get fired up. And it's great to have you two on. Tell us more.
Yeah. I'm just going to say that there's a lot of events coming up by a lot of organizations. There's people organizing in Madison, in the Twin Cities, in Detroit, in Canada. There should be plenty of opportunities coming up, especially now that we're in the permitting process of negotiation. There may be some decisions made on some of those permits, but we're expecting that people are going to organize and resist any pipeline work in the Shawmigan Bay Area, just like they did at Standing Rock and just like they did in northern Minnesota. And so be ready for that. But be ready to be a grandma in a Prius who is in the middle of the road and offers to be arrested in northern Minnesota. It was just unbelievable the number of people that came up and supported that. Several thousand people were arrested to make a public statement. But I'd rather work all the regulatory authorities that we can and try to make them do their job and see whether the test of the potential spills can take place. I don't think it can take place. As Doug had said, the geology of that area is special. The watershed of that area is special. The Copper Falls State Park is a special area. The EPA has already said there's no way to get in there and remediate the site if there was to be an oil leak down in that area. And so I just think that I hope that it doesn't happen. get out there and talk to people.
Right on, Doug. Thank you so much. And Paul, thank you so much for being on. We got to do this again and more often.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And up next, Bob Blake from Red Lake, Solar Bear with the Solar News. Ho-wa.
If you're in a safe space and want to talk about domestic or sexual violence, Strongheart's Native Helpline is a culturally appropriate helpline for Native American and Alaska Natives. Strongheart's advocates are available 24/7 and can provide personalized safety planning, crisis intervention, and help locate Native-centered resources and service providers. For more information, call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE. Or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org. Free, safe, anonymous, confidential. Strongheart's Native Helpline.
Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive, and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection, with the latest vaccine especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Wendy was howling in the background. Hey, wow, what a great show. We have to really, Haley, get back to our roots here at Native Roots Radio, because this show was started fighting pipelines, so it was really good to hear those two talk about what's happening and get us fired up again.
Yeah. And yeah, when we talk about pipelines, it just always seems like, you know, like an ongoing battle. And I think, what's that saying? It's not the battle, but it's a war or something like that. But yeah, it's just unfortunate to that. Yeah, I would recommend the Bad River documentary to anyone looking for more information about the area. And we've had the Sierra Club people on before, I believe. We were talking about the Kohler Andre State Park and the golf course that was trying to go in there. But
yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an ongoing thing.
Definitely. So a lot of good things to do. I know we always talk about what action can our listeners do. You know, sometimes we feel helpless with what's going on, but really some good elementary actions that people can do, whether it's straws, ice scrapers, or getting a Prius, or, you know,
yeah.
Not a Tesla. I just want to bring that up.
Well, it's like what Bob Blake talks about too. Hopefully he can join us here shortly, but I feel like Bob always says, you know, if we're looking for jobs or people are looking for a job that's going to hire them quickly and keep them in work. Yeah, I mean, Enbridge always has these jobs, but so do, you know, renewable energy jobs. And I feel like Bob gives those out quite a bit.
Absolutely. And I want to get into something here because I was having a little recall, and not in a good way, when we were talking about that. When they were up in Minnesota, there was people from all over the country that were coming in, and these were the union jobs that were promised to the people up north. People up north that lived in that community got low-paying jobs, carrying stop signs, you know, holding the signs for $20 an hour, no health care. And so there was a lot of blarney going up and a lot of promises that didn't come true with jobs. So I really, get irritated when I hear that there's work. Yeah, there's work for people that don't live in the state because they're pipe fitters from all over the country. Mm-hmm. And we all know, too, like we used to say, one thing we know about pipelines is they leak.
Yeah.
That's it. That's one thing we can count on for sure.
Yeah. Well, and if pipelines are your thing and you like installing pipe, I mean, there's fire sprinkler unions that, you know, fire sprinklers save lives. And, you know, that's putting in pipes and dealing with water. So there you go.
And I like what Paul said, too. It's like, hey, if you're a pipe fitter, we need some clean water. And Michigan's still suffering from dirty water. And, hey, here's our friend. You know, you didn't howl with us, but maybe we should howl again for the Timberwolves tonight, Bob.
Oh!
Hey, Robert, speaking of pipelines, there is a housing developer in North Dakota that says that the carbon pipelines that they're talking about building are going to sink property values and cost local governments hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost revenue. So I think that this is another thing that these pipelines really need to, are these developers need to think about when they're developing these projects, right? Because I'm telling you right now, a lot of these counties, Robert, are not going to want these pipelines because of the inevitable sinking of property values, the lost revenue, you know, and that's not going to sit well for the folks that are there living. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so I think that those are some things that need to be considered now more than ever. With folks, you know, that don't appreciate these pipelines being crisscrossed all over their property in their community.
Well, Bob, you remember why we started the show years ago is because of Standing Rock and all the misinformation. And we would have probably never had the show. You and I would not be hanging out as much because they originally wanted that pipeline to go through Bismarck. And they said, oh, no, pipelines leak. Put it through the Indian, put it through the BIPOC area, or put it through the Indian reservation.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And that was another form, you know, that was just another, you know, continuous environmental racism that happens with these projects, right? That frontline communities are constantly subjugated to, you know? And so that to me right there, Robert, was like when you, I like heard you. And I was like, who's this guy, Robert Pilot? I was thinking, I was like, why do I know his name? And then my brother was like, oh, that's Bob Pilot from Seattle Scouts. Yeah. And we used to hang out with him. And I was like, what? And then my brother goes, yeah, you remember him? He was around all the time. And I was like, wow. And then it was so funny how we got connected. And then we started doing the program. But, you know, this has come so far since then. But it really, Robert, your activism and, you know, you speaking out and just saying that this isn't right has led to so many other voices now in Native country being heard and being recognized, you know, nationally now. And, you know, in my instance, you know, all over the place now, I have no idea. And this all just started with the show, honestly.
Well, and then we go all around the country and people listen to us, which is always, you know, hard to believe when you're talking into a microphone and it's going out to the cosmos. You don't know who's listening, but you run into people all over the country that know who you are and know who I am and Haley and Wendy.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I, obviously, I'm sure you guys talked about the big news of today.
Yeah, we could talk more.
But I mean, you know, with that being said, I mean, I, you know, that to me isn't, you know, I'm so happy, by the way. The other point I think I wanted to say was, is that, you know, So many good things are happening. And honestly, folks, that are happening with this administration, that you know, that funding is coming from the government into communities that never has seen this type of investment in their entire existence, you know? And so, I mean, you know, just I want everybody to understand what this administration is doing, because they are doing so much good for so many folks around this country. You know, it's that old saying, Robert, you know, from Senator Wellstone, when we all do good, we all do good, right? It's something to that. Yeah. And I mean, that's why I say today's decision, you know, made by this court in New York is monumental in so many ways and should have a profound effect on this year's election, because I don't know how anyone in good conscience could, you know, cast a vote for, you know, an individual that is a convicted felon now. Whether or not he serves time or not is irregardless. He is a convicted felon. And that's the point. You know what I mean?
Well, and then to go along with his two impeachments.
yeah, absolutely, Robert. And so, I mean, I just don't know how anyone can even, you know, justify, you know, casting a vote for this individual now. And I hope now that that we do get a second, you know, Biden administration, because then that means that all the work that we have been doing and continuing can only get bigger and better, especially for these communities that, you know, have been, you know, so poorly invested in the past.
Right on. Bob, we got to have you on again. You know, the solar fair with
right
the
here.
Solar nuke. Yep. That's cheer tonight. Woo!
Go Wolves!
Go Wolves!
Go Timberwolves. And save the Wolves. Thanks, Bob Blake. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on. It's sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
The verdict is in. I'll take you through each of the 34 charges in detail. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Donald Trump becomes the first former U.S. president to be convicted of felonies